Hey, welcome to the Wise Guys Podcast. Tonight, I've got my sister back on the show. She just keeps showing up over at my house. So, we're just going to do that again. We're going to talk about the top 10 common reasons for fights between brother and sister. It's funny because a lot of these things are top 10 fights between brother and sisters. I probably had a normal life growing up, like in a double-wide trailer or a single-wide. We didn't even have like a house or anything. So we're not going to relate to a lot of it, but we might talk about some stuff that you guys have never even heard of, like how we were homeless for a while, and like we used to sneak up to mom's apartment complex when she was evicted, and we'd have to go sleep up there when it was really late at night, and then we'd have to wake up really early in the morning to sneak out of there before the realtors came back around or the apartment people did. Yeah, are you crying yet? All right, it's about to get worse. Let's start the podcast. Hey, okay. So you didn't remember? You don't remember that?
No.
You don't remember that at all?
Not sneaking into apartments.
Okay, so this is Jamie. When she wants to talk at a regular volume, then you can introduce yourself.
Hi.
All right. Well, that's my sister, Jamie Wilhelm. We have the same mom, different dads. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so no, mom, we lived in an apartment complex, and literally we got evicted, and fucking, you were dating that James guy. He was super, I just remember being really tall. And we, you went somewhere, maybe with Krista, lived with them or did something for a while. I can't remember. But literally when they were going back and forth, we would go and sneak up back into the apartment complex. And when we sneak up there is when it was like late at night. So like super late at night when no one was around, and we'd sleep on the floor. And then super early in the morning, like when the sun would come up around like fucking 5, 6 a.m., me and mom would like fold up the blanket, go back down to our Toyota Starlet, and fucking leave. And we didn't have money for food or none of that shit. I remember that morning. Like, these are like the three things I remember like very, very, very well. This, I remember sneaking up to that apartment and like getting out of there before somebody woke up, and then being hungry as shit. We had no food. And mom opened up her purse, like looking for shit, and she found a $10 bill. And we fucking, like, it was like we found $1 million. Like, we were so happy. Like, oh, my God, $10. And we fucking, oh, $10. Because, like, you know, we got McDonald's for breakfast and this and that. And then at that point, I moved in with my dad. And this was like, you know, now fast forward a couple weeks. I moved in with my dad. And then you and James and my mom came and, like, saw where my dad was living. And James was like, yeah, you should really ask your dad if me and Jamie can move in here too, because it's just really fucking bad. We're like staying in a room or a house with like a little room or something. I don't know where you guys were staying at that time. And I never asked my dad because I was like, yeah, dude, totally. I'll ask my dad. And then I was like, when you guys left, I was like, fuck that. I ain't going back to that life. You know? And so, and then a few years later.
Like, this is like, I was not there for any of this.
Yeah, you were. Well, you weren't there for me and mom doing that. Oh, God. Can you? I've blacked out so much shit from back then, but like some things.
I know. I really remember. There's a lot I can't remember, but like. So I'm not saying that I don't believe this happened. I'm just saying, like, I literally.
Well, you just, like, you weren't with us, though, when that happened. You were, like,
so
dating somebody and gone.
Reenactment of that time in my life, like, you weren't not there at all. Like, so how I remember even living with your dad was I was.
This is way before, and my dad had that smaller house in Mesa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that, this, so that was, like, you're talking 4 or 5 years before.
I'm
way before
about,
that happened.
Okay, when I dated James, I was when I was 17, and we moved to Tucson.
Maybe he was a different guy than I
it
know.
It must have, because I was only with Mike or James.
Okay.
And so if you're talking about a tall, so I'm thinking you might have your memories like kind of intertwined, maybe.
Yeah, with whoever the guy was at the time, or maybe the stories.
Whoever guy was at the time. I mean, I was only a teenager, but I had like 15 guys.
Well,
two,
that
Mike or James.
Okay, well, yeah, but or like okay, so that happened, but maybe like. In the time frame of the boyfriend wasn't in
yeah.
there or something.
No,
okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the memories are intertwined.
Yeah. I remember you moved in with my dad and Nancy and shit. You were a runaway at that point.
I was a runaway from, like, when I lived, when you lived at Mike's with me, I was a runaway.
Like, right, you're a runaway.
I was a runaway from like age 13 to 17.
Right, you're a runaway pretty much the whole, yeah.
Whole teens. Whole teens.
Yep, I remember that. And because like me and my stepmom talked about that when we were in Arizona. When we went back to Arizona to visit a few months ago, she's like, yeah, I remember when Jamie moved in with us. And then like Nancy called your dad, remember? Yeah, it wasn't like the first time.
That I can remember, yep. She called. If we were living there, she wanted him to know where I was.
Yeah.
And that's when James and I moved in there. And Mark, your dad, made us live in a tent out in the backyard because he was like, you're not having sex under my roof. So we had to sleep out in a tent in the backyard.
Wow.
And God forbid that was terrible, but they were, you know, doing what they did in their house.
That's so weird. I could never see my dad doing that.
Oh, he made us sleep in a tent out in the backyard.
Really?
Ask him.
Maybe he was just more intimidated by James.
he was just like, there was not, you guys are not having sex. Like, we didn't even say we were having sex. I don't even know if
he
we were
just
actually,
didn't want you guys in the house. Maybe
he didn't
he was
want
probably
us
more
sleeping
nerd.
Together in his house because he was like he always thought of me as a daughter too. So, sure.
So what happened when your dad found out you're where you were? And he came over, right, to talk to you.
He came to the house and, you know, reunited.
And did you leave with him?
No, because you know, I'd been gone for a few years, so they had a small house, didn't have room for me. So he was like, well, he's like, I just came here, and you know, wanting to know that you're safe and whatnot, and you're here and you're alive, and I can see you. He's like, but he's like, you don't have to come home with us. Like, they didn't have a place for me.
Jesus. So how old were you at that time?
17.
Oh, okay. So you're almost 18.
Yeah, and I've been living on my own for 3 years, and like, it wasn't like I was kidnapped or something. I left on my own free will. So was he expected to like keep a room for me? No.
Well, no, but I mean, like, I just, in my head, you know, if it was like, a, you know, if you're 14 or 15.
Oh, well, yeah. Then I mean, I'd if it like, was probably not that much longer after I'd left, but it had been a few years, so.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, what are these things that sisters fight about that we're never going to fight about? Or
no.
We never had the opportunity
well,
to
what's
fight.
Funny is, like, because this list kind of jumped out at me because it's funny. Like, it just, if I was a sibling, and if this is the shit that we had to deal with when we were kids, God, life would have been amazing. Because, like, so number 10, top 10. So we're on listen.com, top 10 common reasons for fights between brother and sister. This was posted on March 13th, 2014. So listen.com. Personal possession. How did you touch my thing? Is the most frequent question asked brother or sister, blah, blah, blah. So did you ever have anything growing up that I would, like, go take? Or that would piss you off. I know you always had like tapes, like
I mean,
music.
All
yeah,
the
like
time you were just my little brother, so you pissed me off all the time. Like, it you could just be breathing and it would piss. Oh, chewing ice, that would piss
me
off.
No, that's different. No, we're talking about personal possession. Like, no. Something I would take of yours.
I don't know. I can't think of anything specifically.
Yeah, me neither. We never had anything.
But I mean, like, I know. I know. I was just pissed at you about everything, so it's really hard to say.
You know what number 9 is?
No.
I don't. If anybody in the comments or anybody fucking listening to this, of course you don't know what number 9. If you just said what number 9 was, that'd be pretty fucking weird. But number 9 is chocolates.
What?
What? So if anybody out there has a little brother and sister and they really related with that, fuck you. Like, I had so much chocolate in my room and my sister would always take it. Like, what?
Well, this is where it's not going to be fair. So I grew up with a sister and another brother, right? So I lived in a house.
Yeah, but not really. Not really.
When I was young, at that young age where you're going to fight over chocolate, yeah, I did. Like, to have
like your Halloween
stupid
candy.
Fights. Yeah, like, you know, who got the most candy and, you know, stealing the other person's candy or whatnot. So fighting about that, yeah, I could see that being a thing. Or, like, I always used to not be allowed to have the snacks in the house because Krista had to have them because she was really skinny. So she was able to eat all the sugar and the fatty stuff because she needed the fat on her bones and I didn't, so I was not allowed.
Were you told that?
Yes.
By your fucking the evil stepmother or what? Like fucking no, Krista may have the snacks, but you won't, fat ass. Go scrub the floor, Cinderella. What the fire, Cinderella? What the floors? Get the towels. Get the fucking toilet, Cinderella. That's what happened. Right? That's what happened. That's so fucked. I wonder why you're so fucked in the head. It makes sense when we talk about it.
So true.
It is, right? It is. Oh, that's fucked up. So number
totally. I remember Chris had these Slim Jims, and they were bought just for her. They were bought just for her. So if you
Slim Jims,
oh, okay. Slim Jims, because they're like fatty. Oh my god, it would be like a huge thing to just want one of those. And
that's so sad. You're hungry and you're a kid.
And everybody's like, go get a snack. And you're like, ooh, that's a good snack. Yo, you get the crackers.
Don't eat that, fat ass. You're like fucking 9 and you're fucking going to be damaged forever. Here you go, Krista. Eat the Slim Jims and whatever. And fucking here, Jamie. Fucking have the fucking Slim Fast. You fucking fat bitch. That's so fucked up. That's really fucked up. Damn. So not only did you have to deal with our parents being fucked, well, we share the same mom, so you had to share with that. But then you also had to deal with fucking Cruella DeVille as your fucking stepmother and like a bunch of crazy shit. That sucks. Yeah. And it wasn't your stepsister, like your stepchildren or your stepbrother and your stepsister like fucking like treated like gold, like they were God's gift to earth?
Well, of course. I mean, they were her kids and I was the outcast.
But your dad never stepped up?
My dad worked a lot, so I mean, it's like one of those situations where
he wasn't home to like kind of, and she wouldn't do it around him probably.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like of course I always felt that I was treated a little bit differently. I don't think it mattered what time. Excuse me. But I don't know. Like, it just was what it was, I guess. I don't know. I lost track where I was at.
No, you're right. We'll go to the next one. Number 8. So gifts. Even when you're not interested in a gift, but if you happen to see your brother or sister going towards it, you might suddenly start liking it or end up grabbing it, no matter what it is. Yeah, I can kind of probably see that. Like, I don't know, always during, like, because, like, our family, like, hustled to make money. So, like, holidays and birthdays and stuff, always kind of got stuff, but really thinking back to anything that you had in your room, like, man, I only have one memory of you having kids on the block.
New kids on the block,
like a poster and a blanket. And you had things like that in your room. Like, I don't really remember any gifts that you would have that I would want. Like, didn't I would have stuff you wanted, right? Didn't I have, like, a PlayStation and, like, cool shit? Or
oh, yeah, you always got the cool stuff because your dad would always buy you the cool stuff.
Yeah, and you wanted that, and so I don't know. But I don't know if we ever fought over it.
No, I feel like all that cool stuff that you got, like, I always got to be included.
Yeah, like, I was kind of a sharing type kid, right? Because I wasn't like that. I wasn't a douche about my shit, or was I?
God, like, I have the most worst memory when it comes to our childhood. Like, I can barely
remember
stuff.
That's how you know it was fucked. Seriously, that's how you know it was
fucked.
Yeah, like, because, like, I talked to even, like, London about stuff. She remembers everything from, like, being 5 on, all this shit. I'm like, wow. I'm glad you do. You know what I mean? But, like, I don't.
It's like I'm fishing so hard in my brain for these memories. Like,
I have like 4 or 5 memories. The thing I told you about when me and mom would fucking have to go in and out of an apartment we were evicted from. So I have horrible memories, those. And then I have that you kissing your poster. It was the New Kids on the Block thing. That one guy. You were like really in love. Whatever. The guy with the black hair or whatever.
Like Jordan.
That guy. You were like, oh, I love him so much. And you'd kiss him and like you'd have his, like you'd have the blanket and everything. And then I remembered, no bullshit, I was like 2 or 3 years old and I was running to Disneyland in the parking lot and I got out of the car really quick and I hit my face on a rearview mirror. And then I fell backwards and I hit it. That's all I remember of the entire trip. Is fucking getting out of the car, being so pumped up to go to Disneyland that I started running and I fucking hit my face and fell backwards. And then I have a picture of me holding like sports magazine, holding a fucking baseball bat and all this shit. Mm-hmm. And I have a big old scar on my face from hitting that. Yeah. So and I have some other fucked up memories of like kids.
I feel like I have all these like decent memories for some reason,
remember when the movie Titanic came out and we used to go watch that?
Yeah, that bunch. Was when we lived in Yuma. I remember that.
So I don't remember much from Yuma. All I remember that is from Yuma is we would go see it when I would get out of school and we would walk home to
the
trailer.
Do you remember? Okay, so we lived in the trailer. Yeah. Do you remember?
So just for the audience, we moved from we started in Tucson, went to Phoenix, Mesa, wherever, and then we moved to Yuma because our mom got her first like decent job at some lemon brace. She fitted people with like fake legs and fake arms, and we had a trailer house in Yuma. Mm-hmm. And literally this is probably the most stable our mom was.
Oh yeah, she was doing so good there. Yeah, and then
she
when we
had
got to Tucson,
right?
Yeah,
because like we were away from everybody. She we had rent was so cheap and nothing. She probably paid like two.
Oh my God.
We lived in the smallest trailer.
When we first moved there, though, she got set up in an apartment. It was a two-bedroom
apartment. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We like lasted like a month or two. Month or two. Couldn't
afford it. We got kicked. Oh, yeah, we got evicted from there. And then she found a
tiny trailer. But the biggest part, I don't know if you remember this, but when I moved there with you guys, I was a runaway.
That's when it first started, right?
Yeah.
And I remember I'd get up and go to school every day, and you didn't do shit, man. You're always just there chilling, and I was jealous.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. Really? Yeah. That's where I'm getting at. You don't remember? I had to walk you to school every day. I had to walk you home from school every day. Do you not remember?
Okay, cool. You had to do one thing. When you weren't going to school. I had to walk you to school, come back home, sleep for 8 hours, get up, and then walk you back home.
Mom made me wear a pillow in my belly to make me look like I was pregnant, and I had a wig.
Yeah.
So no, I didn't look like me because I was a freaking runaway.
Damn.
She told the people,
at
the trailer, this is why I couldn't do anything, you fucker. What am I supposed to do in that freaking trailer
that's right.
By 5 feet by 8 feet?
Well, I'm sorry.
She told
me. I take back everything I just said.
Yeah, you should, because that's where I was trying to go with this, but you kept interrupting me.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so she told the people, the landlord people, that I was your babysitter. That was my job, basically, to take you to school and bring you home.
In all actuality, do you think maybe she was tripping a little bit too hard on that? Or do you think they were watching Mom, thinking that you were a runaway? So,
well, you know, years later I talked to my dad about it, and he did say that at first, when I first moved or ran away, he did hire a private investigator and stuff, and he's followed us to Yuma and stuff, but was told that he couldn't find anything on me.
Oh wow, so it worked.
It apparently did, or they didn't like
find her.
Or
they just stopped caring. Your dad probably stopped paying for it or something.
Well, you know, you just kind of did, you know, what you could, the basic, like.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like some fancy.
Well, not only that, if the runaway is with the mother, there's not. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, legally, she wasn't supposed to have me anyway.
Oh, okay. I didn't know
but
that.
I mean, like.
So, okay. So, yeah, you moved out of there. And
probably an investigative. Like,
so,
you know,
the whole chunks of my life, too, because we lived with Paulette and them forever. And I don't. So, like, I can't put those years into place because I feel like after Yuma, we must have went to Paulette's.
It was shortly after that, but it was just so crazy because I can't recall when living with Mike came into play.
So for the listeners, we're all over. I'm sorry. So anyways, we were in Yuma, and you used to walk me to school and bring back. So what we're talking about is when our mom was doing really good. Like, the bills were nothing to live in there. Remember, we used to go to San Diego?
Yes, because it was only a couple hours away.
It was
away.
A couple hours away, so we would go to SeaWorld, and like, we were. That was probably for maybe a year, for probably one solid year, we were actually kind of a family, and it was still fucked because you had to go through all that shit, acting, you're a runaway, you know, wearing a wig, doing all that shit, but like, that was, think about that for a second, that's the closest we were to brother, sister, mom, and you still were doing that.
And
like, God,
so God,
dude,
living in that little tiny trailer, do you remember the, like, you slept with mom in your bed, and I got the couch pull-out thing.
Yeah, and that was the living room, I remember that.
It was the living room, too.
It was like, you could fucking, I could pee from one end to the other. Like,
yeah.
It was literally no BS, like, I could throw a football, like, 10 trailer lengths.
And
that.
Every day, I'd clean up the trailer and everything, and come home, and mom would yell at me that I did something wrong with cleaning this 5x8 foot trailer.
I remember
doing the dishes. Like,
for some, when did you? So did you leave to go with Mike at some point or something? Like, how did you end up leaving Yuma?
So that was in the beginning. Yeah, because I don't know.
So exactly, because I remember you not being there for a huge chunk of it, and because I remember sitting out on that couch and just watching.
At some point,
TV.
I left.
Yeah, you left. Yeah, you bounced.
And I was back. I don't know how it happened. Like, it's so weird how.
Me too, and that's my chunks of my life too. I don't know how I ended up where we ended up because I have so many. Like, I have a full year at my dad's, full year at a couple years at Paulette's, and like a bunch of shit all out. And I don't even.
Yeah,
really
and somehow
remember.
You still
and
got
even,
to.
And I don't even. So I know I went to school at Paulette's and I stayed there, but yeah, this is okay. So this is weird. I don't know if you guys ever went through this. If you moved around a lot, which you probably don't, because you were in the same home. I can't remember where I slept. Like, when we stayed at Paulette and Moe's, I don't know where I slept. And I lived there for probably a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Was that the one in Tucson or Phoenix?
So that would have been, like, Phoenix. So, like, Chandler. When we lived in Chandler, with where Moe and Paulette live today.
I can't even... No, they don't live there anymore.
Okay, well, you know that house.
Yeah.
And that we're, like, that whole neighborhood, Eric McClellan, all my friends were right there. And I went to, God, what was that school called? I can't remember. But anyways, I went to the same school. I was in fifth grade. I played basketball. I was in there. I lived there for the full year. I don't remember where I slept.
I don't even remember you being there.
Yeah, and me and Mom actually moved into another apartment, like, right over there. Me and, like, right by Mom and Paulette's. Like, we...
See, I feel like that would have been when I was probably living at your dad's, but why would I be living at your dad's and you're not?
I don't, yeah.
That's what doesn't make any sense to me. Like, where were you so in all this? Things.
But anyways, number five.
why?
So, that's why, if you guys like this, and when you're listening to this on my podcast... We're going to start our own podcast, and it's going to be pretty much diving into growing up in the most messed up situation that you could ever think of. If you kind of caught on to these stories, we have a billion of them, and as we talk about them, we remember them. Yeah. You know what I mean? But until we talk about them, you know, you can't really remember them. So if you guys want to kind of subscribe to that, if you want to hear that, then drop a like on this video, listen to this, and just let us know. If you guys want to know more of our backstory and stuff like that, and like the things that, you know, other brothers and sisters go through that weren't in, you know, the same house their whole life and or in a house, then, oh, you know, I went to two different schools or three different schools growing up. From kindergarten to sixth grade, I went to five different schools. Five. I didn't stay at one school for any longer than a year.
I'm so sorry.
That's crazy.
So bad, Mark.
Yeah, but how do you feel bad for me, dude? Because, like, at least I finished and went through it like you, but your story is way worse.
Well, yeah, it is, but I should have, like, I feel like I should have known more of this about
but
you.
But me too, and I didn't know this about you until
we
talk about it now.
Well, yeah, but you were 5 years younger than me. You're my baby brother. I should have known these things.
Like, yeah, but you were so worried about fucking trying to not go to jail for being a runaway or going to a group home or doing whatever, you know what I mean? But yeah, no, it's crazy. Like, and then when I finally moved up to Minnesota when I was 13, 14 years old, freshman in like eighth grade to freshman in high school, I finally went to the same school for 4 years. And you know what I mean? Like, and my life was pretty much saved.
You became so popular and, like,
well,
the cool
It was just a thing. Well, because
you had such a good life.
As good as it could have been. Yeah. You know what I mean? For what I'd gone through. But, like, you got to remember, when I moved in with my aunt and uncle, had no... Well, no, it's not that he was bad. It's like they had no idea how to raise a fucking teenager.
True,
they had no idea. You know what I mean? And, yeah, they did it horribly. They did. They did a really bad job now that I have a kid. But at the same time, they did a great job because they had no idea. I couldn't imagine. I actually text my aunt the other day and be like, hey, I love you. Thank you for everything you did for me as a kid. I couldn't imagine bringing a kid who had been to fucking 5-6 different schools in a 7-year period and literally had no type of discipline or anything. And then all of a sudden you're living with them and now I have discipline. Now I'm going to the same school. I didn't know anything about like what tomorrow was going to be for me. And then when I moved in with my aunt and uncle, it was like, okay, now I have structure. And it was weird, but I always played sports. That's the only, like, my only getaway from anything was playing basketball or playing football. And that's how I excelled in it so well when I came to these small towns. Number five. Number one in Mom's beloved list. I'm Mom's favorite kid.
You can be her favorite. Please let her be your favorite this week or month or year. Ever.
I can remember you saying shit, though, saying, like, your mom's favorite to me all the time.
Like, my gosh. Probably, because that makes sense. Kids do that.
Yeah, I don't really care.
But now you can have it.
Yeah, I don't really got it. Number four, in a mood to fight. Sometimes you just, because you just want to fight with your siblings. I mean, I just feel like that kind of goes for anybody and anything.
It can even be in your relationships.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty easy. Okay, number three, eye for an eye. That's called revenge. Your brother and sister never miss a chance to take revenge. Have you ever been mad at each other? I remember one time when we were living at Mike Ramirez's house. Well, Mike, or whatever, I said it. I was chewing ice, and you hate it when I chew ice. God, and then you got on top of me. And you started hitting me bad and, like, punching my leg and stuff. And I started to cry. And you said, you're going to cry? I'll give you something to cry about. I'll give you something to cry about. Keep crying. Keep crying, right? Because I was, like, a small little boy and I couldn't, like, fight for myself. But, no, the story – no, there's redemption to this. So this is number three, eye for an eye. You're punching me, right? And I was, like, living with Mike Ramirez and, like, mom's gone, dad's gone, whatever. My sister's raising me with some dude in some guy's house. And so, you know, you put, like, hitting me, and I'm crying. And then – I go for the summer somewhere, and I come back, and I had a growth spurt, and I came back, and I pinned you on some, like, fucking kitchen floor in Tucson at my mom's house, and I, like, wouldn't let you up, and I kept doing, like, the water Chinese torture to your forehead, and fucking mom was laughing, because, like, it was in Tucson. I think it was when
when I lived with Sabrina, right, and Krista at that
house?
Something
like that, yeah, and I think that was when I first went, and I think I visited Todd and maybe I don't
know. You were
know.
Down for a visit.
I was down for a visit from somewhere to visit you guys, and I had finally gone through a growth spurt, and I kicked your ass for that because I never forgot about that. Like, I thought about it every day because I was like a little kid, little boy. You know what I mean?
I'm so sorry.
Well, you're just my sister, dude. Like, no, see, that's so actually mean. Normal. That's pretty normal. You know what I mean? But yeah, you are fucking mean. You're horrible.
But like, that was so mean. Like, you poor kid. Like, you have no mom or dad. Your 15-year-old sister's taking care of you.
And I'm 9 years old, like 10 years old.
You, like,
no, it wasn't though, because like, here's the thing though. I guarantee you, I egged you on with it. I probably chewed ice in your ear.
Yes.
Dude. I probably was like, yeah, come on. Oh yeah, come on. What are you gonna do about it? You know. And then you finally did something about it to be like, hey, you know what? You're right. I'm gonna get you if you don't stop. You probably told me 50 times.
I know I did.
Yeah, so there's that. Studies. Who can study for, okay, how can studies be a reason for siblings fight? They consider another question. What if your brother and sister gets marks that are better than yours? Oh, yeah, we've never fought about grades. So I think about that, like how my brother went to prison, like at 18, and how my little brother Dustin was kind of on that same track until my brother did go to prison, got out, and now my little brother Dustin's on a way better track, just at least of being afraid of that because he saw his brother go to prison. So, but if he didn't go to prison, then I think they would have, because they were both kind of dumb in how they were selling dope and how they were doing stuff because they were just kids. And, right, but I mean, like, you know, but I would have probably been right down that road. You know what I mean? And so, like, I don't, getting out of that, like, this whole studies thing that like, we never fought about grades, like, dude, like, when you still went to college and did that, got your college degree and everything, but, like, and I did, too, but, like, my journey was so different, like, no one was making me go to school when I was in Arizona. When I finally moved to Minnesota, they made me go to school, you know, and, like, I probably would have been right down that whole thing, no way, there's no way, because, like, yeah. And, like, when you weren't going to school, when did you finally, like, go to school and do your GED and all that shit?
Well, I did my GED when I was pregnant with Seth and when I had him. So it was 2001.
How old were you?
19, 20.
So you're 19, 20, and then you finally are like, okay. That's pretty much, having a kid was probably the best thing that happened to you, right?
Imagine Seth's 19 right now. Isn't that crazy? He is the age I was when I was pregnant with him.
And look at how we all are. Could you imagine that shit would be in a different scenario? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like how our lives are right now compared to how they were when you were 19. Like we should kind of pat ourselves on the back in a sense that where we are right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because holy crap, if we were in the situations that we were in at those ages, dude, like, you know.
I couldn't imagine like Seth having a baby. Oh my God. Not like, obviously, like, never mind, obviously. But
no, well, I mean, no, you're right. Like, or just living in the situation you were.
Yeah.
I remember, too, when you had Seth, or you were pregnant with Seth, and you were living with Seth's dad in that really weird area town where there wasn't, like, a house connected to another house, and there was some black guy that was living over there that was, like, the landlord or something.
Oh, my God, yes. And, like, yeah. I always swore, okay, so this guy, like, Andreas lived with this guy forever, and I swear, and he was gay, this big black guy. I swear to God, like, there was something going on between them two, too, and that's
really?
Why he lived there. That was so, yeah, that was so weird. When did you go there?
I just went there to visit you one day when we were living in Tucson or doing whatever. I remember, because I always correlate it back with food, because I remember being hungry, and we didn't have anything to eat, and that black guy had, like, a big 2-liter of soda, and I remember looking at that 2-liter of soda like, oh, I'd love to have that.
Like, oh, my God. Our life is so sad.
It was so sad. It was so sad, and that's why I gained a lot of weight, too,
oh
when I finally,
God.
Like, moved out and got wherever, because, like, I was able to eat, and this is what blows my mind.
I haven't thought about that in so many years.
Me neither.
Holy shit.
Me neither. And what's crazy about that is, like, when I would move up here, when I moved to Minnesota, and I would go back and visit, and, like, there was always a problem. Whenever I would get on the plane to fly back to from Arizona back to Minnesota, my dad hadn't been home for 3 days, or my stepmom wouldn't get out of bed. Like, I would miss a flight every time. And, like, they would have, like, I literally would get, like, a taxi cab, get to the airport, check in by myself. At this time, I was like 17 years old, 18. So I was like, you know, I'm a grown person. I should be, I'm kind of doing this now. And I would check in and I'd miss my flight and look at the fucking lady at American Airlines, and they'd always feel bad for me. And they just give me a new flight. Like, yeah, I'm sorry you're late. You know, I'm a kid by myself checking in. You know what I mean?
This is where you learn all these techniques later in life.
For sure. And then like I finally got there, but then I would remember getting and landing in Minnesota and Todd and like my aunt and uncle and everybody being so pissed at me, like, oh, you missed your flight and this and that. And they had no idea what I was going through to even fucking get home. You know what I mean? They had no idea. And I would just sit and take it. You know what I mean? And I remember my aunt, I think it was, God, which one was it out in Minnesota? Or not Gwen, or like Larry and Leola. I remember when I was in Minnesota and I was like, and it took me forever to get home. And finally, like Larry and Leola's daughter went and got me from the airport. And when they got me from the airport, I'd missed literally three flights. They'd been to the airport twice for me. My dad hadn't been home in like 2-3 days, and I finally ended up, somebody showed up at our house for something, and I gave them all the money I had just to get me to the airport. Called Nancy's parents when I got to the airport and said, I'm late for my flight, what do I do? And Nancy's dad told me what to go say to the pretty much the front people up there. Didn't really work. And so I got in line again, and I talked to some lady that got there. She felt bad for me. I got on the flight 4 hours later, got there, and I was just so happy to get on the flight. And then I would call Tom Nellen with, like, you know what I mean? I'd borrow money from somebody to make like a fucking phone call. And I landed and they picked me up. And when I landed, our aunt Pam was the only one there. And she's like, where's Todd Nellen? Where's my aunt and uncle at? Oh, they went on a boat ride to go blow off some steam. I'm like, what the fuck? Blow off some steam? Yeah, they're really upset with you that, you know, that you barely made it back here and you missed all your flights and this and that. And like, they were so mad. And so I was sitting down. They all came back after they were on their boat thing. And I was sitting with Todd and our other aunt, not Terry. I don't know. She lives by her side, whatever. She goes like this. She's in the kitchen and she's like cooking stuff. She goes, I will never let you treat my sister like that or be so mean. Or what did she say? She said something like, you need to apologize to my sister and I will not let you walk all over my sister the way you have since the moment you moved into their home, or something like that, right? And Todd was even kind of thrown back by it a little bit. He goes, yeah, but he still goes, yeah, Mark, you know what? You should apologize. You should apologize to us for fucking what we went through to get you from the airport. Not knowing anything I went through to actually get home, you know? And I just took it because I was just there and I'd already been through whatever. Like, what I went through to get home was nothing. You know what I mean? They could have kicked me in the balls at that point. I was like, fucking, I'm here now. Like, I know I'm good. You know, at least they'll take care of me and bring me home. And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. And then I remember, like, we all were leaving Minneapolis and I was like, thank you. And, like, I was apologizing to people and I shouldn't have had to do that. And I was like apologizing. I said, this was to Leola. I was like, all right, well, thank you. And I'm sorry that you guys had to wait for me. And she goes, yeah, well, it's your last chance. So I was like, all right. And I get in the car and me and Todd and Ellen ride home and we're just quiet the whole way. And then that was my senior year of high school. That's how it started. And, I love those parts of my life though, because like, there's nothing hard. Like, what could you go through other than shit like that? You know what I mean? Like, the shit that you went through, too. Like, being a runaway and doing that shit. Like, when something minuscule happens in life, that's why it's so easy for me just to be like, nah, whatever. You know what I mean? Because, come on, dude. Like, there ain't nothing, you know, compared to
what I've been through makes me want to, like, sometimes I feel like I just want it, like, not intentionally, but, like, subconsciously I'm just taking it out on everybody, you know?
Yeah.
So like,
oh, so you're still reliving, you're not dropping it really, or what?
Well, like, I don't know, when every time you go driving a car, right, you're driving and you get cut off every day, you start building up this like need to just get pissed off every time it happens. Like, that person knew you were upset, or even that person accidentally cut you off and you just blow up at them not knowing. Does that make sense? Like, I'm just...
No, for sure. Yeah, it's like pent-up anger and aggression and stuff
right,
like
so
that.
Right, so the more it happens to you, the more you're just like, you blame everyone.
Sure.
You know, like...
I guess I've done that too, yeah. Like, my moods, like, I always feel like I'm justified too if I'm in a bad mood or whatever, mm-hmm. because of shit that's happened. But I don't know. Number one is having the better opinion. Yeah, we probably do that all the time. Whoever's right, whoever has the better opinion, yeah. Whoever's right or wrong, whoever's doing, yeah, definitely. That's a normal one.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I don't know. If we have a podcast, which, you know, we're planning on starting, it doesn't always have to be this sappy. Because, I mean, like, I want to.
Oh, my God, that was so sappy.
That was, well, was it sappy, though?
I'm, like, crying over here. I was, like, almost in tears because I didn't realize that I, like.
There's so much more.
But all my teenage years, right? So, like, obviously, when you're a teenager, you're selfish. You're just that's natural. Okay, so my whole teenage years, like, I was going through a lot. It was hard, but never did I stop to think, like, or that I can recall anyway, at least maybe not till I was older, like, where were you, what's going on with you?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's your life like? And, like, thinking back at that, now I'm pissed at myself. Like, how.
Dude, there's nothing. Come on.
Selfish
that's,
is that?
That's not
I
selfish
never...
at all, because you were thinking about your next meal, too. Because when it comes down to it, we all have
that's
to
so
eat.
Sad, though.
But, like, and, like, because, and you do know what it was like, because, like, you grew up with mom, too, and I was with her at certain points, but, yeah, there's a reason why I wasn't with her anymore. And then when I moved away, though, is when, like, we both started doing better. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. And we kind of knew that. We knew when you turned 18 was when your life could start.
Yeah.
I do remember that a lot, because since you were a runaway the whole time, yeah. When you were 18.
Well, then, but when Nancy called my dad and brought him back into my life, I was 17. So he was like, you know, he's like, well, we don't have room for you at our house or anything. He's like, but, you know, I'm going to, like, you can go get a job or do whatever you want. Like, he's not good. He was going to, like, because before I would have gotten the police called on me or whatever, because I would have been reported.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, if I went and got a job or whatever, I think, like, they do a background check. I don't know.
Oh, for sure.
Maybe that's just how we thought then, but I don't know.
He was putting you at ease.
But yeah, he was just like, you know, I'm going to, you know, call off the police, basically, you know, because they report you as missing. So he's going to call up and say, you know, she's found.
Oh.
And then.
And did you ever wonder if, because Nancy did a great thing that day. Probably.
Oh, no, she did. I was never mad at her. I completely understood. I was
at,
like,
that point, you were like over
it,
right?
I was caught off guard, but at the same time, I was like just ready for it, because, you know,
you've been,
like,
running for so long.
Once you say, I'm not going to do something, like, I'm not going to talk to somebody or whatever, and then you're the type of person that just turns around and walks away, it's so much harder to try to go back.
Yeah.
Like, oh, for me, it's so hard to do that, and whereas somebody else is going to have to be the one that reaches out first.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
Oh, for sure. And plus, it's your dad. He should have done that. And he did do that.
Yes.
When he finally had the opportunity
to. And he looked for me. It wasn't like he knew where I was the whole time and just ignored me.
Right.
It was.
I think with your dad, he kind of knew, well, she's with fucking Julie. You know what I mean? Like, or that, like, Julie knows type deal. Like, you weren't, like, gone, because if you were gone, then mom would have been freaking out just as much as he was.
Well, right. If there was, like, yeah, something malicious going on.
Right,
he
yeah.
He knew it was, like, on my own free.
He was on your, yeah, and mom was involved and mm-hmm. this and that. Because it's so fucked up, though, that you just wanted to, there was a time in your life when you just wanted to live with mom.
Yeah,
dude. It was kind of fucked up. And now, I don't know,
and
it's so
I
crazy. And you just, but okay, and this is why I kind of have a soft spot for our mother, because it's like, okay, you just said it right there. You were like, well, I was a teenager, and I wasn't worried about Marky, like, what was going on in his life. Mm. What happened to mom the whole way up to this? It's fucked up. Obviously, they were self-inflicted things, but, dude, she left Minnesota super early. Like, fucking went through a bunch of shit, you know what I mean? And had been through abusive things and this and that. But, I mean, yeah, super self-inflicted,
but
shit.
Really, like...
To treat her kids, like... Because our kids changed us.
To think about this. Oh, my God, I don't want to be talking about this on here yet. We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
We can't get that deep yet.
Cool. So, we'll end the podcast there. So, that was the top 10 list on Liston.com. Top 10 common reasons for fights between brother and sister. If you're white and you have one house your whole life. I just added that part. But if you guys want to hear our podcast, we're going to start a podcast. I think it might, because I do know this for sure. Whatever horrible shit we are feeling sorry for ourselves about, there are people out there with way worse stories. Way worse stories. And went through way worse shit. And are in a way worse position in life right now because of the things they went through. We're doing okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. We are doing okay. We're not multimillionaires or anything like that, but we're doing okay.
I'm happy.
Yeah, we're definitely happy. We're not, you know, we're not hungry, you know. Mm-mm. And so, but anyways.
We're not beerless.
We're going to start a podcast, and if you know you guys really want to hear it, it'd mean a lot to us if you'd left a comment or said something about wanting to hear it. Anyways, so I'm Mark with the Wise Guys Podcast, and do you have anything else to say, Jamie?
I'm sorry for all the pain.
Oh, my God. All right,
Kenny,
bye.
Love you.
Bye.